Your Central Minnesota Farm Report brought to you by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service. Good morning. We visit with EverAg, Michael M.T. Rowan joining us, talking about livestock. And I mentioned when it comes to cattle futures and some of the cash prices at our local auction barns, we're seeing a pretty big difference and trend right now.
Some of that has to do with just the function of futures. I mean, they are forward looking. I mean, that's obviously why we call it the futures market. But I think the concern there is demand for the moment, but also more on the future side. If you look at what this feeder market has done since the start of the year, and if you are a commodity fund or commodity investor, you have made quite a bit of money since the start of the year. So I think that's been, as much as demand has played a factor in this, I think if some of these funds exit their positions because money is made, and you can see that in the commitment of trader report data, I think we're seeing demand and some fund exit here as we get to later in the year.
You know, Michael, I've heard that too with demand and just a general economic kind of situation that consumers and everybody sits under right now. That is a factor, whether it's dairy, whether it's beef. That seems to be a question mark here for the new year.
Yes, yeah, the demand picture is a little bit rocky. We have very high, if not record, credit card debt. We have, you know, rising interest rates. We seem to have consumer stress, data points all over the place. Even if people aren't willing to talk about it, the data says that we have a stressed consumer.
Michael, as well as we look to the new year, I still have the conversation about herd rebuilding and such. And one analyst brought up an important fact. He said, you know, the majority of the Midwest here, the central part of the U.S., is still dealing with drought. And no matter how you pencil things out, if you don't have grass, it's hard to have cattle.
That is exactly the case. So, before we got on here, we were chit-chatting a little bit about me being at a convention here in Kansas, and that they are talking about the same thing. So, obviously, my home state, Texas, has seen drought, has lack of grass. Kansas is having a lot of the same issues, and it's not just one part of the state. It's really all of the state. From east to west, north to south, they have had rainfall issues. They have had drought, and they're sending their heifers to the sale barn or off to the feed yard. I heard a lot of comments from Kansas producers as well as from the association that heifer retention is just not a thing in Kansas. And I can obviously also speak for Texas. We are not keeping heifers back, and there's really not a sign as of yet that anyone's trying to rebuild in any big capacity.
You know, Michael, finally, that brings up an important point, because if you're buying cattle, it's at a high cost, but seeing, you know, these other factors that we talked about that could influence prices in the new year, that brings up an interesting kind of situation there. You're buying high, but at the end point here, you're not very uncertain about the future here, as it looks a little lower.
Right, exactly. With these high-priced feeders, there's high-priced interest as well. But with this last meeting where they didn't raise interest rates, they kept them the same, that allowed feed yards specifically, or buyers of feeder cattle, to really kind of have a year-long picture as to what their interest rates could be. Because if interest rates had continued to rise, then they would be less willing to pay current prices. And so I think that's what we're seeing, is that interest rates have normalized. And a little bit of this pricing structure is also seasonal. Feeder futures tend to move lower. Cash tends to do that as well, but obviously cash is at a premium and hasn't moved quite as low as futures have. So as much as I think we're seeing some seasonality here, we are seeing this cattle market catch its breath and maybe get some legs underneath it and get comfortable
Michael M.T. Rowan joining us with EverEgg, talking livestock. Well, let's talk dairy. Bryce Windecker with EverEgg. He just returned from the milk business meeting, which was held just a few days ago in Las Vegas.
Yeah, absolutely. There was a really nice panel discussion with Dave from Ag Resource, Phil Plord from EverEgg Insights, and Lucas Fees from Rabobank, and all those gentlemen had some pretty good points on the various markets, whether it be grain, livestock, on the implications of beef on dairy relative to our dairy markets. Definitely going to see not an abundance of milk or cows heading into next year. Might see a milk supply response in the second half of next year as feed costs appear they're coming down here and some of these plants get rolling here, but cheese prices are going to be able to hinder a serious amount of growth leading up to that point.
You know, Bryce, you mentioned that beef on dairy. I hear those concerns as well. But, you know, in all, we're dealing with a lot of milk. We're dealing with $16 milk futures. Maybe it's not such a bad thing where we have less cow numbers.
We're in a relatively balanced market. We've got really poor demand. You know, consumer credit card debt is at an all-time high. Delinquencies are up 8% from the previous quarter. And the consumer is just strapped on cash. I think this high inflationary environment coupled with now high interest rates is definitely hurting a lot of people's pocketbooks. You can see grocery store sales are down. Frozen pizza sales are down. This is one of the largest spreads we've had between our high-end prime steaks and our fat and trim prices, about $66 a hundredweight there. So you're seeing that that price being reflected because we're just not exporting nearly as much beef either. I mean, those are down double digits from all-time highs last year.
You know, Bryce, I think it's reflective in that Class 3 future. November was not kind to the milk future numbers, was it?
No, not at all. We've never really got our holiday demand period that we were looking for, despite being tight on milk here. Europe went ahead and got all of their cheese booked for their export requirements heading into Q1 next year at lower levels. So we're finally getting competitive for that export price. But, you know, there again, now we've got to compete with New Zealand on that, and we are getting competitive. Seems to be a steady bid in there at $1.40 barrels, but nobody likes that getting transferred into the milk check here. So we've got to continue to be patient and look for better prices in the year. Because I mean, it won't take much to, you know, I mean, if demand stays relatively okay, and we get a little tighter on milk, you know, I think this thing could get back up towards, you know, $18-$19 again, no problem, but just tough to get there right now.
Bryce, any other themes you took out of the conference when looking at 2024 in dairy that you thought were interesting?
I would say the South American weather is going to be the big deciding factor on feed market prices heading into new crop for 2024. That moisture level in the north and central part of Brazil, as well as Argentina, is going to be a major factor. They are starting to get some much-needed and deserved rains. Planting progress has really improved, especially in Argentina. The southern part of Brazil is still too wet, but the rest of the country is definitely improving, so that's exactly what it needed, and we're seeing that reflected here in grain markets this morning with soybean meal down about $8 a ton here in January.
Bryce Windecker with EverEgg joining us here on Chasm Radio. Also, Michael M.T. Rowan. As Bryce talking dairy, M.T. talking livestock. You can learn more at ever.egg. That's ever.egg. Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Friday morning. It's brought to you by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service right off I-94 in Avon. Stop on in. You need a trailer? They have it. You need a custom trailer? They can build it and do repair and a whole lot more. Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service and your Central Minnesota Farm Report. I'm Joe Gill. Have a good weekend.